Did that?
Yeah. Is it first verse?
Chittan?
Yeah.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu.
Brahmatvenaiva bhavanat.
Brahmatvenaiva bhavanat.
Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Pranayamasa uchate.
Pranayamasa uchate.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu.
Chittadi sarva bhaveshu.
Brahmatvenaiva bhavanat.
Brahmatvenaiva bhavanat.
Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Pranayamasa uchate.
Pranayamasa uchate.
Chitta adi sarva bhaveshu. Brahmatvena eva bhavanat. Nirodha sarva vrittinam. Pranayamaha sa uchate. Saha uchate. So here Shankara is giving another definition of pranayama for the jivamukta or the mumukshu.
Another definition of what word?
Pranayama.
Breathing?
I'll define it, okay? Chitta adi sarva bhaveshu, locative plural. All of the bhavas beginning with chitta. Now, bhava we can use here as states of mind. All of the states of mind beginning with chitta. Now, chitta can either mean the mind in general, it can mean the intellect, or it can mean the memory. I'm not actually sure what they mean here. So we can take it as beginning with chitta. If you go with, you could go like this. Chitta can mean memory as part of the ahankara, buddhi, manas, and chitta, because chitta adi. So it can just be that function, the memory, including so that would be chitta, etc. You know, or the mind, etc. So you know what they do? I looked at the translation to see, and I've read the Bhasha and looked at the translation. The translation, he just doesn't translate it. He just keeps it as chitta. And it's not... yeah. So I think that we can use it, chitta, as memory, because memory, chitta would bring in all of the samskaras, all of the vasanas, all of the unconscious material, all of the kshayas would go under chitta. So beginning with memory, etc. So sarva bhava, all of the vrittis, all of the states of mind, bhava. Now the word bhava also means, when we use bhava, it means like that attitude of devotion. That's their bhava, like he, in Sandy, that's their bhava. They sing with an attitude of devotion. But here, sarva bhava, you can take bhava just as that state of mind, okay? So all of the bhavas beginning with chitta, so toward all the bhavas beginning with chitta, brahmatvena eva, as Brahman alone. Now that brahmatvena is what we call using the instrumental as ittam bhave. Ittam bhave means you're using the instrumental to kind of show the condition or the state of being that you're talking about. So you're not going to use by or with ittam bhave. So here, so as Brahman, you as being Brahman alone, that would be a good, as being Brahman alone, bhavanat. So from the bhavana, due to the bhavana. Now here the bhavana, again to translate that, it's like the attitude or how you hold the vritti. Like for instance, say you have any given thought modification, any given thought. How do you see that thought? How are you holding the thought? With what attitude, with what affect are you actually holding the thought? So when you're holding something, from holding it as Brahman alone, as being Brahman alone, so from your bhavana toward all of the vrittis, all of the states of mind, beginning with citta, beginning with memory, from having an attitude toward all of those, brahmatvena eva, as being Brahman. So the bhavana with which you're the bhavana toward all of these states of mind is it being Brahman. So that brahmatvaeva is really defining bhavana. What kind of a bhavana? It's the bhavana of being Brahman. That's the way you're holding it is as Brahman alone. What are you having that bhavana toward? The Brahma bhavana? What are you having it toward? All of the states of mind beginning with citta, beginning with memory. Okay? So this is one of those when they use bhava and bhavana, it's not an easy translation. I don't feel like there's a good word to hold it. Hold
but
bhavana.
Not attitude.
Is that
could be attitude.
Is it a thought or
It's the way you hold the thought, what you infuse into the thought.
Attitude
is not bad. It's like the feeling or the knowledge, affect, feeling with which you are holding or infusing the thought. That's the bhavana. So if the way that you're holding all of the different states of mind is you're holding that thought with the sacred attitude of it being Brahman. That's what that says. Nirodha sarva vritti nam. This is the nirodha. Nirodha means restraint or suppression. Nirodha is the nominative singular. Sarva vritti nam, compounds, karmadharya compound, sarva and vritti, all the vrittis, of all of the vrittis, genitive plural. So this is the suppression or restraint of all of the vrittis. Pranayamaha saha uchate. That is called saha uchate pranayama. So we could say it's the suppression of the restraint, nirodha, of all of the vrittis from bhavanat. This is how you do it. How do you restrain the vrittis? How is it done? It's from the bhavana, from that attitude of, or from that holding of all of the states of mind beginning with the citta as being Brahman. It's from that, from doing that, that there is the restraint of all of the vrittis. Right? The suppression of all of the vrittis. It's basically saying, you're restraining all of the vrittis by seeing all of the vrittis as Brahman. That's what it says. Every vritti, every thought modification, every state of mind, you are see as Brahman. From doing that, you are restraining the vrittis. That is what we call pranayama, right? That is what's called pranayama.
Could we use the word resolving the vrittis rather than restraining the vrittis? Is that
probably
a possible
from Nirodha?
From Nirodha. Because I've heard it translated that way.
It's true, pranayama, you could use, I mean, if you look the word up, it's restraint or suppression or control is the actual meaning of Nirodha. But we can say resolving all of the vrittis. However, when we're saying, this is the problem, in the Ashtanga Yoga you have the pratyahara, which is restraining the mind. Then once the pratyahara is restrained, then dharana. That restrained mind is now focused on an object. Okay? Then you go to dhyanam. Dhyanam means the mind that is now focused on the object. You keep you hold it in that single pointed form, dhyanam. And from there you go to samadhi. Samadhi means now that the vrittis are being held on this object, there becomes a resolution of subject-object. Right? And so, when we say usually resolving, you mean that the mind, and to me, the mind is actually resolving. It's as though disappearing. There's a subject-object resolution. So, you're going to have to define the word. Mm-hmm. If you want to use resolving, that's okay, but you have to differentiate it then from dhyana and samadhi.
She's caught.
She's getting a tag in her mouth.
You know, it's probably the tag that's really bugging her.
You play with this for a while, okay?
She's got her mouth caught on that.
Yeah, I know.
You get used to it. Here, you can play with it.
No, but you know, she had like her mouth was like, I guess, Carol.
She had I wonder if she should get used to the collar without
the collar
tag first.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it could be, maybe the tag could be taped down.
Okay. Yeah. Your eye looks good. Good girl.
Well,
good girl.
This restraint, this restraint is accomplished by, it's a natural consequence of this attitude.
See, this is the idea. Yeah. If you see everything, every vritti, every state of mind that's Brahman, then every vritti is the same.
Right?
That's the restraint. The restraint is not in trying to hold the vritti in one place. It's that by seeing every vritti as only Brahman, it is only in one place. Because Brahman is the same in
like
all.
Like a sabaton, no?
Well, no, it's the truth of Brahman. The truth of the vritti is Brahman. When you see every vritti as Brahman, then the mind is held in one place. It doesn't have to do with the holding of the vrittis. It's the recognition of the one, oneness of Brahman in the vritti.
That's so nice.
Thank you.
Let's see if she'll calm down. Okay, does everybody see this now?
Yeah,
okay.
Nice.
Let's chant it and go into the next one. Chitta di sarva bhaveshu. Chitta di sarva bhaveshu. Brahmatve naiva bhavanat. Brahmatve naiva bhavanat. Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Nirodha sarva vrittinam.
Pranayamasa uchyate.
Pranayamasa uchyate.
Nishedhanam prapanchasya.
Nishedhanam prapanchasya.
Rajakakya samiranaha.
Rajakakya samiranaha.
Brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi.
Brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi.
Purako va yuriritaha.
Purako va yuriritaha.
Nishetanam prapanchasya.
Nishetanam prapanchasya.
Vechakakya samiranaha.
Vechakakya samiranaha.
Brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi.
Brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi.
Purako va yuriritaha.
Purako va yuriritaha.
Yuriritaha. Nishetanam. No, you have to repeat. Nishetanam prapanchasya. Rechaka akhyaha samiranaha. Brahma eva asmi iti. Ya vrittihi. Purakaha vayuhu iritaha. Iritaha. Nishedhanam means the, I mean, the nishedhana is like the negation or the sublation of the creation. Nishedhanam prapanchasya creation. Nishedhanam, so that's nominative neuter. Nishedhanam prapanchasya, of the prapancha, shashti, sixth case. So the nishedhanam of the prapancha, Rechakakyaha is called Rechaka. So let's go Samiranaha. The Samiranaha means breath, prana. The Samiranaha, the prana, which is called Akyaha Rechaka, which has the name of Rechaka, which is designated as Rechaka. You know, the pranayama, the exhale is Rechaka. The inhale is Puraka. Puraka. Puraka, bottom, second. And then Kumbhaka is the holding of the breath. So pranayama is a combination of Rechaka, Puraka, and Kumbhaka. So here, he's saying, okay, in the pranayama, which he's already just defined as seeing everything is Brahman, right? Now he's getting into the details of the Rechaka, Puraka, and Kumbhaka. So the breath, which is called the Rechaka, the exhale, is the negation of the prapancha. Okay? Or the suppression, the withdrawal of the prapancha. Nishedhanam prapanchasya rechaka akyaha samiranaha. Then he says, Brahma eva asmi iti. I am Brahman alone. Brahma eva asmi iti, quotes, I am Brahman alone. Ya vrittihi, the vritti, the thought modification, which is Brahma eva asmi. The thought modification, we in English we probably say the thought modification of I am Brahman, right? But it's literally the thought modification which, ya, is iti Brahma eva asmi, I am Brahman, alone, eva. Pudaka vayuhu iditaha, that understood. That pudakaha vayuhu, that breath, that vayu, it's another word for the breath, the wind, but we mean the breath. That pudaka vayu, the breath wind, I mean the holding, pudaka means the inhale. That is called the breath is called pudaka. That breath is called pudaka. That vayuhu, iritaha, is said to be, is called pudakaha.
What is pudaka?
The inhale.
So the exhale is the negation of Brahman. Creation. The inhale is
I am Brahman. I am Brahman alone. So the rechika, right, the negation of the creation. The inhale is aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman alone. Everybody see it?
Mm-hmm.
Vayuhu irita, past passive participle in the nominative. Vayuhu is the nominative, pudaka nominative. Vrittihi nominative, ya vrittihi, vritti is feminine. So the vritti aham brahmaiva asmi, that vritti is the breath which is called pudaka. The pudaka breath is that. Okay? Mm. That vritti is the pudaka breath.
This word, rachika?
Rachika is the exhale.
Yeah. Isn't that, do they use that as a name for a person later?
That's rachika.
Oh.
This is rachika.
Oh my God.
Let's check this.
One little valve.
Okay. Two valves. Nishetanam prapanchasya, nishetanam prapanchasya, rechakakya samiranaha, rechakakya samiranaha, brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi, brahmai vasmiti yavrittihi, purako vayuriritaha, purako vayuriritaha. Tetastadvrittinaishchalyam, kumbhakah pranasamyamaha, kumbhakah pranasamyamaha, ayam chapi prabuddhanam, ayam chapi prabuddhanam, agnyanam granapedanam, agnyanam granapedanam, tetastadvrittinaishchalyam. Tatastadvrittinaishchalyam, kumbhakah pranasamyamaha, kumbhakah pranasamyamaha, ayam chapi prabuddhanam, ayam chapi prabuddhanam, agnyanam kranapedanam, agnyanam kranapedanam. Tataha, tadvrittinaishchalyam. Compound. Tataha, then tat vritti naishchalyam, but it's all one compound, tat vritti naishchalyam. Kumbhakaha, prana samyamaha. Ayam cha api prabuddhanam, agnanam, agnanam, grana pidanam. Tataha, thereafter, or then. Tad vritti naishchalyam. So after that, see, we've done, they did the rechika, which is the negation of the creation, and then the pudaka is the aham brahmasmi. Then after that, the fixing that vritti, naishchalyam means making still, or making firm, naishchalya. Naishchalya is a potential. It comes from nischal, right? Which means to not move. It means to hold it steady, to hold it firm. Naishchalya. So the Naischalya, the fixedness, actually I didn't mean potential, I meant abstract. Naischalya, the fixedness, holding firm of that vritti, the vritti brahma eva asmi. So the holding firm of that vritti, having negated the creation and then saying aham brahmasmi, the holding firm of that vritti, kumbhakaha, pranasamyamaha, is kumbhakaha, right? Which is the kumbhakaha, which is the pranasamyamaha, the controlling the prana. The kumbhaka, you're holding the prana, right? The rechika is the exhale, the pudaka is the inhale. Then the control, the holding of it, samyamaha, the control of the prana, is the kumbhaka. What is kumbhaka for us? It is the fixing, the holding of that vritti, aham brahmasmi. That's the kumbhaka. Okay. You've negated the creation. You've seen I am Brahman. Now you hold there.
Is kumbhaka similar to like pot?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Kumbha. Yeah, kumbha means pot. And he says, so he said, kumbhaka, ayam, cha, and this also. But the, and this, in the Bhasha, when it says this cha here, the cha pi, is including in this, is including the rajika and the pudaka. So, and this also, this kumbhaka also, when you say that, you're including something. If you say, and this also, what are you including? Is the inhale and the exhale, the pudaka and the rajika and the pudaka and the kumbhaka. Prabuddhanam, and this also is for the jnanis, for the ones, those who have aparoksha jnanam. Let's see what he says here. He says, for this in the Bhasha, Prabuddhan, he says, Buddhanam means what? Prabuddhanam, prakarshena, asambhavan, nadi, rahitatvena. For Prabuddhanam, he says, for knowledge, which is devoid of any doubts, etc. For any lack of clarity, just don't bother it. I'm just doing the Bhasha.
Okay. But weren't we supposed to read that together, the Bhasha?
We're not going to.
Okay.
I'm just giving you some information.
Good.
Atma Bodhi Yuktanam, for those who have knowledge of the self, right? So for Prabuddhanam, Atma Bodhi Yuktanam, for those who are endowed with knowledge of the self. Then he says, Nisandeya Aparoksha Jnaninam, for those jnanis, though for those people who have aparoksha jnanam, direct, immediate knowledge, nisandeya, without any doubt. Right? So here he says, this is for the prabuddhas, for those who have aparoksha jnanam without any doubt at all. Is it clear? Okay. Prabuddhanam, cha, ayam cha api prabuddhanam, for those who have aparoksha jnanam, Ajnanam grana pidanam. For the ajnas, for those who don't have knowledge, ajnanam grana pidanam, the pressing of the nose. Pidanam means squeezing, pressing, paining. But here, you know how when you think of pranayama, they're pressing the nose like this, going like this. So this pressing of the nose is for the ajnas. for the ones who are ignorant.
No, I get that, but why?
Because the idea is this. Shankara is redefining all of these things.
Yeah.
Right? So he's redefining pranayama and all of these other things.
It's very droll, isn't it?
But who's he redefining it for?
Very dirty.
Not for the ajnanis who are just practicing the potentially Ashtanga yoga. They're just practicing the yoga as that yoga is taught, as meditative or sadhanas. Right? But they're not mamukshas, they're not jnanis. For a person who knows, what is pranayama for them? What is it really for them? It's these things. The prana, the pranayama, which is made of purika, rechaka, and kumbhaka, which he's redefined. Who has he redefined it for?
Gnani.
The jnanis. Who are the jnanis? The one who have aproksha jnanam, direct, immediate knowledge, without any kind of doubt.
That's kind of, if they have direct, immediate knowledge, why would they need it defined if they already understand it? That's one thing.
In the shastra is meant for mumukshus. Part of the teaching of a student is the understanding of this knowledge, what is obvious for the one who has knowledge. Right? So this is natural for one who has knowledge and then to be understood by one who is trying to gain this knowledge.
So for the ajnanis, basically it's just a physical exercise of pranayama.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
That's all he means, yeah. And the way that you've learned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I guess still the inspiration is, even if you're doing the pressing of the nose, if you have the understanding of what the intake and outtake actually means, then the practice is deepened.
That's right, and that's, you can be doing yoga with that practice, with that attitude. But he's not really talking about that.
Right.
That's also true. What he's talking about is for, look at pranayama in this way,
right.
You know, so that it doesn't involve control or practice. It only involves knowledge. You know?
For the exhale, the withdrawal of the creation, what is there, a thought modification that goes with that, like focusing on the self? Or?
In the withdrawal of the creation, it's the focus on Brahman, the Sat-Chit. Right? You don't have to get rid of the creation. But the withdrawal of the creation is the focusing on the Sat-Chit, which is the truth of the creation, and then recognizing yourself as that Sat-Chit.
Would it be the negation by seeing the mithyatva?
The mithyatva, yeah. Suppression or negation is by seeing the mithyatva of the creation.
And kumbhaka is the holding of the breath, right?
Kumbhaka means the holding of the breath.
And what is, if I look kumbhaka up in the dictionary, if I can do that,
It'll say that, but it'll also probably all of them give other meanings too.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do it. I just wondered if there was a.
No, she loved to do it.
I set her off. Sorry, I didn't mean for you to.
People used to ask Swamiji these kind of questions.
Swamiji did the same thing,
And then with Swamiji, he would get lost in it and we'd all be sitting there for a long time.
Kumbhakaran, do you remember?
Yeah.
I was wondering, I kept thinking that maybe it's Kumbhaka.
Right.
Yes. You want me to sleep for 6 months and wake up for 6 months.
Right. What?
Yeah, that's right. Kumbhakaran
is Kumbhakaran's brother.
Ramayana?
He's the
you ready for this?
Demon brother that slept for 6 months.
As to just for what Deborah was saying, kumbha does, the word kumbha means a pitcher or a jar, so we know that.
Mm-hmm.
But kumbhaka, the base of a column, used especially in the sense frequently in inscriptions, but a religious exercise in yoga philosophy, stopping the breath by closing the mouth and both nostrils with the fingers of the right hand.
Oh, so it really is literally.
That's the pressing of the nose.
Huh.
Kumbhaka. Everybody hear that? A religious, but we take the stopping of the breath is what, you know. But they go like this, and that's the pressing of the nose, the squeezing of the nose. Okay.
And that's holding the vritti of I am Brahman.
Yeah, that's right. Having negated the creation, seeing everything is Brahman.
And then holding that.
Yeah, the aham brahmasmi.
Can we translate the second line?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I am this and also cha, pi, cha, api. And that and also is including the rajika and the purika.
Mm-hmm.
It's for prabhudanam, for the jnanis. Ajnanam, for the ajnas. Ajnas means ajnanis. Mm-hmm. Right? For those who are ignorant. Granapidanam, it's the pressing of the nose.
Okay.
Which means the stopping of the breath, right? Okay?
It can be a little harsh, huh? Maybe it's not harsh.
It's not
harsh.
It can be harsh, though, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But personally, it's harsh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do one more, and then we'll take a breath. Break. I may be done. One, two, three. Okay. Let's do at least one more. We'll chant this one. Tatastad vritti naschalyam. Tatastad vritti naschalyam. Kumbhakav pranasam yamaha. Kumbhakav pranasam yamaha. Ayam chapi prabuddhanam. Ayam chapi prabuddhanam. Ajnanam granapirdanam. Ajnanam granapirdanam. Vishayeshwatmatan drishtva. Vishayeshwatmatan drishtva. Manasaschitti majjanam. Manasaschitti majjanam. Pratyaharas savignayaha. Pratyaharas savignayaha. Abhyasaniyo mumukshubihi. Abhyasaniyo mumukshubihi. Vishayeshwatmatan drishtva. Vishayeshwatmatan drishtva. Manasaschitti majjanam. Manasaschitti majjanam. Pratyaharasya vijñeyaha.
Pratyaharasya vijñeyaha.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubihi.
Abhyasaniyo mumukshubihi.
Vishayeshu atmatam drishtva manasaha chitti majjanam.
Chitti is just a single ta, doesn't have the double ta.
Chit, from chit.
But okay, I thought it's normally two half.
No, that's no. This is just from chit. A little bit of pratyaharaha saha vigneyaha avyasaniyaha mumukshubihi. Vishayeshu, in the vishayas, in the objects, look at a plural. Atmatam, the state of being the atma, that accusative singular with a ta, atmatam. The state of being the self, that abstract, you know, ta, twa. The state of being the self, in the vishayas. Thrishtva, having seen, means having understood, having recognized. The gerund, inclinable past participle. Having seen the state of being the atma in the vishayas, means having seen vishayas, having recognized in the objects atma, you're seeing that all the vishayas have for their essence atma, the self. Manasaha, of the mind, chitti, in consciousness, majjanam. Majjanam means the immersion. It's almost like the drowning. The majjanam, the immersion, manasaha, genitive from manas, of the mind, chitti, in consciousness, in the chit.
What?
The immersion of the mind in consciousness. The absorption of the mind in consciousness. Okay? Good. That's immersion. Sometimes you use, you know, for absorption, resolution, they'll use like drowning.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
The drowning of the mind in consciousness. It's totally immersed in.
Yeah, that's so,
having seen all objects, all of the vishayas, toward all of the objects, you see atma. In reference to all of the objects, you recognize all of them as atma. Okay, having done that, there is an immersion of the mind in consciousness, because the consciousness is atma. Okay. Pratyaharaha saha vigneyaha. That vigneyaha is to be known as pratyahara. Saha pratyaharaha. That saha vigneyaha. That vigneyaha, potential participle, is to be known as pratyahara. That pratyahara. And then so you have to go like that. And at that that abhyasinaha mumukshubihe. That is to be practiced. Abhyasa means to practice over and over again, to repeatedly do something is abhyasa, to practice something. This is potential participle, aniya, from abhyas, abhyasaniya. That is to be practiced by the mumukshus.
That what?
Pratyahara.
And what is that?
Pratyahara is where you focus the mind on one thing. It's the bringing, controlling the mind and focusing it on one thing. Right? Then holding it there is dharana. And then that continued vritti on holding it there, you know, like clamping it there, is dharana, holding it there. And then having the vrittis continually stay there is dhyanam. Okay? So these are part of the Ashtanga Yoga.
Is that in our vocabulary list?
Pratyahara? No, but I can put all of the Ashtanga Yogas on the
nice
vocabulary.
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, I'll do that. So that Pratyahara, that is to be known as Pratyahara, and that is to be practiced by the Mumukshus. Do you think all of these Pratyahara, Saha, Vigneha, and Abhyasaniyaha are all in the nominative singulars? So the Pratyahara, that's to be known as Pratyahara, that is to be practiced by the mumukshas.
And what is vinaya?
Is to be known. That should be known as pratyahara.
Oh.
What should be? You know, okay. after seeing everything as the atma, giving the atmata to all of objects, then drowning the mind, absorbing the mind into the consciousness, which is atma. That should be known as pratyahara, which should be practiced again and again, abhyasaniyaha, by the mumukshus. Instrumental plural.
Well, what exactly is this practice of drowning the mind?
Absorbing the mind in consciousness. When you meditate,
mm-hmm,
right, and you're focusing on the nature of yourself, mm-hmm, that's absorbing the mind in consciousness. Mm-hmm. Right?
So bringing up the your knowledge, your vision about yourself.
Yeah.
But now, in the world,
vishyas are all of the objects in the world because it's plural. So all of, you could even say all of my experiences. In the end, it's all vrittis, because it's through vrittis that I experience the world.
Yeah.
So, in all of the vrittis, I see them as myself alone.
Yeah.
I give atmata. The satyam mitya, I recognize that all of these vrittis are consciousness alone. Then I absorb myself in the consciousness. I focus on the consciousness, which is there as the very self of every vishya, of every object. I focus on the consciousness. And then I absorb myself in the consciousness. That's where I keep my mind focused, is on the consciousness. You don't even have to get rid of the vrittis. You just focus on the content, that all of these vrittis are nothing but consciousness. So in a way, you're absorbing the mind. You're flooding the mind. You're immersing the mind in the consciousness. That is the single-pointedness. That's the pratyahara. Right?
What do they mean by pratyahara?
Pratyahara is just the single-pointedness of the mind.
So would they be using a mantra, or...?
Well, or they could be anything. It could be something external. It could be a candle flame. It could be the point between the eyes. It could be the tip of the nose.
So they're concentrating on something.
Yes, it could be a murti, mm-hmm, a vision of a deity.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you do is you focus on that.
So
that's the pratyahara.
On an object. Whereas this is focusing on Brahman.
Yeah. But in this focusing, you have to remember through all of these, Brahman is only one.
Right.
And it is the self of absolutely every vritti. And so whereas in yoga and pratyahara, you have to focus on one thing versus another thing.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm holding my mind, and focusing it on that point between the eyes. That's as opposed to here, 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 here. But here the pratyahara is a focusing on what is always there.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. You could have any vishya. Mm-hmm. It makes no difference if you're focusing on the content of the vishya.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with controlling the mind or being here as opposed to there. It's focusing on what is always there, no matter what the vritti.
So this is the same as just living, but focused on...
on the content.
Yeah, on the content.
Which is never negated, okay?
Yeah.
That's nice. It's really beautiful.
In Ashtanga Yoga, pranayama is supposed to lead naturally to pratyahara. At least that's what I was
saying. Well, it enables pratyahara because the pranayama brings the mind, makes the mind quiet. And then that quiet mind is able to direct its attention. So the pranayama won't direct the attention. You have to have a sankalpa of what you're going to direct the attention toward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are they okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Let's chant it. We're going to do one more.
Oh,
good. Vishyeshwatmatan vrishtwa. Vishyeshwatmatan vrishtwa. Manasaschitti majjanam. Manasaschitti majjanam. Pratyaharasya vigneyaha, pratyaharasya vigneyaha, abhyasaniyo mamukshubihi, abhyasaniyo mamukshubihi, yatra yatra mano yati, yatra yatra mano yati, brahmanastatra darshanat, brahmanastatra darshanat, manaso dharanam chaiva, manaso dharanam chaiva, Dharanasa paramatha, dharanasa paramatha. Yatra yatra manaha yati, manas yati. Brahmanaha tatra darshanat. Mana, the real, the substantive for manas, from manaha is manas. Becomes manaha though. Now then it goes through the sandhi of mano. Manasaha dharanam cha eva dharana sa para mata. All feminines at the end. Yatra yatra manaha yati, wherever. Yet when you duplicate the yatra, instead of where, it means wherever. Wherever. Manaha yati, wherever the mind goes. Brahmanaha tetra darshanat, darshanat, from the seeing, brahmanaha of Brahman. Brahmanaha is from Brahman, the genitive singular. From the seeing of Brahman there, wherever the mind goes, yati goes. Wherever the mind goes, yati, third person singular, present tense. Wherever the manas nominative, wherever the manas goes, brahmanaha of Brahman, tetra, there, darshanat, from the seeing. From seeing Brahman there, from seeing Brahman wherever the mind goes, in English we'd say, right? From seeing Brahman wherever the mind goes. But literally, wherever the mind goes, from the seeing of Brahman there. To make use of all the words. But how would we say it in English? From seeing Brahman wherever the mind goes.
Can we use that word seeing literally as well as visionary?
Well, you're not going to see Brahman as an object, so you could say from recognizing.
Oh. That's right.
But we're using it in terms of knowledge, from the recognition, right?
So this idea of seeing God, that's negated here. He's not an object.
Well, Brahman is not an object.
Yeah.
But we understand that in the context.
Okay.
Manasaha dharanam cha eva. Manasaha dharanam. The dharanam, the holding of the mind is due to the seeing of Brahman wherever the mind goes. The dharanam of the mind is due to, is from the darshana of Brahman wherever the mind goes.
That is so beautiful.
Because you can't see anything else.
Well, how weird is it that it's from...
The fifth case of darshanat, from darshanat.
No, then in the second line it says manasodharanam chaiva.
Then go up to, no, forget the chaiva for now. The dhavanam of the mind is from seeing, the seeing of Brahman wherever the mind goes. Okay?
It's such a beautiful statement.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm slow.
the holding of the mind is the dharanam. And then
the whole dharanam is holding.
Mm-hmm.
Manasaha of the mind.
Yeah.
Go up to the top line.
Uh-huh.
Is, we understood,
mm-hmm.
is from the scene of Brahman, darshanat. How do you hold them? How are you holding the mind? How is there a holding of the mind? Well, you hold the mind by seeing Brahman wherever the mind goes. That's the holding of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to go up to the top line?
Okay, and then Ava.
Now I have to do that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good.
No, you just space out.
Okay,
sorry.
It's suspense.
This is very similar to the Gita.
You could say, and that alone. Is dharana, dharana in the potentially sutras in the Ashtanga Yoga is dharana in the feminine. That's dharana. That is dharana. That dharana is paramata, is considered supreme, the greatest. Dharana is feminine. So sa dharana, that dharana, and that dharana. Is paramata, mata, and that is considered mata, a past passive participle from man, mata. That dharana is considered para, the best, the greatest, the supreme.
And that
the greatest.
Mata is in feminine.
Mm. Feminine because dharana is feminine, nominative singular.
Okay.
It comes from man, mata is the past passive participle. It's going to be in feminine because dharana is feminine.
Okay.
Sa is feminine, para is feminine, because all adjectival to dharana.
Okay.
So that dharana, mata, is considered para, supreme, the greatest, the best, superior.
Can I say, because like in the verse before, it talks about the mamukshu should practice this.
Uh-huh.
And then the next verse sort of sounds like it's already done. I mean, it's like you don't need to practice anymore because that's just what you see.
Well, I would take, usually I would take it as that which is absolutely natural for the jnani is a practice, a sadhana for the mumukshu, right? And that's always going to, even all of the values, what is not being practiced by the jnani because it's just your nature, is going to be practiced by the mumukshu because there's still the force of ajnanam there. We clear on it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's chant it and then take a break. Yatra yatra mano yati, yatra yatra mano yati, brahmanas tatra darshanat, brahmanas tatra darshanat, manaso dharanam chaiva,
manaso dharanam chaiva,
dharana sa paramatha,
dharana sa paramatha.
Okay, let's take a break.